Is Rick still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, dear.
Okay.
If you want, I'll stay on for the next hour or two. But
that would be wonderful. Yes, that would be super, super wonderful.
Okay, happy to do it, dear.
Oh, you're just—you are a saint. You really are. Okay, if you have a question for Rick, the telephone number is 800-313-9443. I know there are a lot of questions out there. Now, I know of a situation where one woman took this, it was a cannabis extract, and it was, anyway, she got really sick. She's thrown up, having diarrhea within an hour after taking it. A friend of hers,
improperly produced oil.
But a friend of hers took the exact same thing. It didn't have any effect at all. What is the difference? Yeah.
Well, I mean, one thing I've noted, you know, over the years, like when people came to me that were taking a great number of pharmaceuticals, I used to tell them, you know, go back to the doctor and have your doctor step you off, you know, these substances, and tell the doctor what you're going to do. Because what happens when you ingest the oil, the presence of these pharmaceuticals, the extracts actually recognize these for the toxins they truly are. And it can give people stomach problems. It might even cause them to throw up. So maybe this is the cause of what's happening here.
This woman wasn't on any drugs at all. No drugs.
She was on no drugs.
No drugs.
That's truly strange. I don't know what to make of that. But you see, I mean, I have no control over, you know, the extracts that others produce. You know, and like I said, the quality is all over the place, and so many people are making it improperly. So, you know, I get these questions all the time. You know, where can I get the extract? Well, how could I know? Because, you know, today a grower or a supplier might be working with one strain, and it might be very effective. But tomorrow he could be working with a totally different strain.
Ah.
You know, again, so there's no stability, and there's no way that I can tell people, you know, exactly where they I wish I could. You know, if I knew someone that I could say, okay, you know, here, millions of people, just go to him. But unfortunately, I have no way of knowing, you know, the quality of extracts produced by others, and that's the reason I can't tell the public, you know, where to go.
Sure. Now, you recommend a 90-day trial, 3 months. In other words, okay, for whatever's ailing them.
Well, most people can take the full 60-gram treatment over a 90-day period and do it with very, you know, very few problems at all. And, you know, there are people who have a very, very low tolerance. They may take longer to increase their dosages, and it may take longer to even take the treatment. But, you know, that's really up to them. But I've had a good number of patients who were dying with terminal cancer, stage 4 cancer. They took the whole treatment in a month, and a couple of days later, they were declared to be cancer-free.
Wow.
So, you know, this is the name of the game. The faster you get those cannabinoids into you, the faster that you can be healed.
Wow. Now, is there a Herxheimer response?
Sure what that is.
When you, like if you take a medication or you take a natural remedy, like iodine or something, sometimes if you take too much, it can affect you where you will maybe throw up, or you'll feel nauseated, or you'll have diarrhea.
Well, most of the patients, you know, that I treated, basically, even if they took a large overdose, all it did was cause them to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, there are some extracts that will give you dry mouth, so I recommend that you take a glass of water to your bed with you. But in other instances, I've seen extracts that didn't cause dry mouth at all. But the main thing that these extracts do, they do make you sleep. And sleep and rest are part of the healing process. Any doctor will tell you that. Go home and get some rest, you know. Well, this is the effect these extracts have, and it's a wonderful effect.
Indeed. One time I did, this has been a few years back, I took a drop of the extract, and it was I did it in the morning, and I had a special interview that morning with someone, and it started out really fine. It was good, and then all of a sudden I was just feeling really loopy.
And probably a sativa strain.
I did the interview fine, but anyway, it was really. I felt like I was drunk, and I don't drink, so it was really funny.
The extracts can cause you, you know, what I used to watch with patients, like they would take a dose of the extract that I used to produce. About 45 minutes later, they would get a smile on their face. And then about 5 minutes after that, they would just fall asleep.
Well, I was just about to fall asleep during this interview. It was, yeah, you know.
But you had this euphoric effect. That happens. But I must warn people, because there's so many suppliers out there, they're supplying extracts produced from sativa strains. Now, sativa strains, if you make an extract from sativa, it can work very well for skin conditions, skin cancer, things of that nature.
Oh, okay.
But if you ingest the extract from a sativa strain, it can be so energizing that the patient will literally bounce off the walls.
Wow.
And it'll interrupt their sleep because they're energized. So I always tell people to avoid the use of sativa strains to produce these extracts, and that's the reason why. And the way this all happened, years ago, a man came to me. He had been given 2 weeks to live. So I gave him some extract, and he took it home. And about a month later, he came back, and he was looking much better, and he hadn't died, of course. But he had these two plants with him, two whole plants. And he brought them in out of the trunk of his car, and he asked me if I could make the extract. So I said yes. So I produced the extract from them and got it all ready. But I tried it. Before he came, I called him and told him it was ready, but I tried it myself, and I found that it had that energizing effect. Now, this is when I first started doing this. So I told him when he came back, I said, I don't think that this is the proper oil to use. You need an indica strain, and these are sativas. So anyway, he said, well, does it have the same cannabinoids that go after the cancer? And I said, yes, it probably does, but it's going to have the wrong effect. But he wouldn't listen, so he took the extract home. About 5 days later, I get a call from his wife, and she told me he's in the hospital.
Wow.
And I said, well, what happened? And see, he had a colostomy. And he was out trying to build a fence. He got the colostomy bag caught up in the fence somehow, and he ripped it right out of himself. So after that, that was it. I said, that's it. No more sativas. Conditions, sativas are fine, but for internal conditions, the indicas are what you need.
Wow. Okay, we have a caller, Lou from British Columbia.
Oh. Hi, Rick.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Hi, Dana. Quick question for you. I was just trying to do the math on the 60-day plan that you're recommending, or the 90-day mm-hmm. plan, actually, and using 60 grams. And I don't know if I'm making a mistake here, but does that equate to, close to a pound of raw material?
Yes. Well, it depends from strain to strain. Like some strains will make less extract than others. But I found that if you're working with high-quality indica bud, usually, one pound will produce the full 60-gram treatment. But I have seen strains of indica that would produce much more. So it really depends on the strain you're working with, brother.
Right. Okay, cool. Great. All right. I just wanted to clarify that. There's a lot of buds, obviously, here in Canada right now. There are a lot of, there are companies that are going public, with the whole legalization business now. And as a matter of fact, there's one, I saw a recent, Financial Post story on it that they're looking for a market cap of $10 billion. So, going to their site and seeing the essential oils that they're marketing, they seem to all be in a really, really low potency, I suppose.
They are.
Nothing compared to the 80-90% that you're talking about.
I was contacted here a few months ago by one of these outfits in Canada that has the magic license from the government, and they're producing extracts. Yeah. So this guy wanted to contact me, so he gave me a phone number, so I used my Skype to call him. And I asked him, what do you want with me? And he said, well, we'd like you to collaborate with us. And I had gone to their website. As soon as I seen, got the email, I went to their website and checked it out. And he said, I told him, I said, well, really, you're a pharmaceutical company. And I said, I don't collaborate with pharmaceutical companies. I'm trying to eliminate them. I don't want to work with them. And I'm not willing to work with, a company that is in league with the Canadian government who are scamming the people. I'll have nothing to do with that. But, and they said, but we're making the best extracts in Canada, like that. And I said, I went to your website, pal. And I said, the strongest extract I seen there was 17% THC and 2% CBD. Now, what was the other 81%? Bubble gum? Well, you know, but Rick, the government won't let us produce these extracts. It's the government.
Yeah.
The Canadian government is stopping the high-quality extracts from being produced, and it's the same damn thing going on here in the Netherlands.
Yeah, actually, some...
You know, thank you, Mr. Trudeau.
Yeah, some of the companies are actually pretty transparent in terms of what the other stuff is that they put in, and it's just basically olive oil, because they recommend these things for cooking, right? Making cookies, brownies, that sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
So it's just
like
vegetable oils that they're using, sunflower oil, olive oil to make up the balance of it. Okay, that's great. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That was my question. I just clarify that. It takes about a pound of pot to make the 90-day program. Okay, thanks a lot.
You're more than welcome, brother.
Thanks, Lou. Yes, I purchased CBD salve, you know, for, somebody recommended it. And it's put out by Sisters of the Valley in California. And I don't know that I've even used it. Yeah, a little bit.
Can you tell me the price of that extract?
Gosh, it was probably $40 for a little jar, little 4 ounce, 2 ounce jar.
That's cheaper than I've heard anywhere. That, you know, some of these, the Stanley Brothers, that Charlotte's Web and all that, I hear that a lot of their extracts are selling like for $200 a gram. You know, this is highway robbery, for God's sakes.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, this whole thing is, it's like I said, this is the reason I've been fighting for this for so long. You know, I just want people to have the freedom to go out and grow the plants themselves and to heal themselves. And no one has the right to stop anyone from doing that.
Right.
But, you know, the people are so brainwashed, you know, we must follow the law. Well, I've always been a law-abiding citizen myself. But when a law makes no sense, and this one doesn't, and it's all based in corruption, for God's sake, see it for what it is. And this is what I hope Donald Trump will do, because, and I hope the same thing happens in Canada, although I doubt it very much. But, I mean, when you go back through the history of this plant, it's more than obvious what was done here. And I consider this what took place to be the greatest crime that's ever been committed in human history. When they took that plant out of medicinal use, hundreds of millions worldwide, even billions, have suffered and died for no damn reason other than greed.
Exactly.
This is what it's all about. And for God's sakes, it's time for the public to wake up to that fact.
Right. Well, you know, Donald Trump has an autistic son. This child is 9 or 10 years old. And he hasn't said anything. He hasn't said that he has an autistic son. But mm-hmm. this child demonstrates all of the characteristics of someone who is autistic when he was with his father and his mother the night of the when he won and was giving his speech and whatnot. He was kind of just looking around. He really did act like an autistic, or at least in that syndrome, and so I mean, he really might have a personal interest in this, as Jeff in Idaho mentioned that he would try and get a hold of him, and one of the things that his wife, Mrs. Trump, said that she wanted to do is to do whatever she could to counteract bullying in school. And mm-hmm. which led me to believe that somebody has bullied their son, and so he might have a personal interest. So we'll see what he does.
Well, I think that these extracts would certainly be very beneficial for Mr. Trump's son. And, you know, I mean, when you have an autistic child, and I honestly, I believe, too, that most of this autism is being caused by vaccinations, because rate of autism has gone up 10,000 times since 1975. So, you know, what other reason could there be? But if you have an autistic child, after they've been vaccinated, they get autism, that's a lifelong sentence. You know, that child, you're going to have to take care of that child to the day you die. And this is ridiculous. And the child has no life. You know, with the use of these extracts, you can bring many of these children back. I knew a lady in the U.S. She had two autistic teenagers. And she told me, she said she couldn't, while they were in school, she couldn't take them, she couldn't put them on the extract. So she waited till summer vacation. And she said the difference when she put them on the extract, she said the difference was just amazing. And she said the only way that you could tell that they had autism She said was when they ran, because they had never learned to run right, and they still ran like somebody that was autistic, you know. But she said the results were just amazing. So I think that this is the smartest thing that Mr. Trump could do. But I just hope that he gets his hands on the high quality extracts, the proper extracts.
Sure.
This is what you need. I mean, you can't just walk into a dispensary and even if it says RSO, that doesn't mean that it's the real Rick Simpson oil.
Sure.
So people have to be aware of that. And right now, it's just when you go out and purchase extracts from anyone, it's a roll of the dice. You know, you might get a decent extract or you might get nothing but trash.
Right. Okay, we have Ray in Oregon. Ray, welcome.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Rick, I want to thank you personally for all the hard work you've done, all the trauma and drama that you've had to go through to get this out. I'm wondering what you think about hemp. I missed the first hour of the program, and so had you guys covered that at all?
You mean industrial hemp?
Yeah, industrial hemp, growing big fields of hemp.
Well, I mean, industrial hemp certainly has all kinds of uses and purposes. I mean, it can save the world. But,
yeah.
See, I've had a lot of people say, well, you know, why do you call it hemp? You know, you should be calling it marijuana. But marijuana was the word that the government used to discredit the use of this plant. It's just
right.
A bunch of nonsense. It's all the cannabis hemp plant. But it's just different genetics of this plant is what we're talking about here. So to me, go ahead.
Oh, okay. You know, it's funny. It's legal here in Oregon, but we still can't grow hemp. I've got a field that I would put, I'd put 6 acres of hemp down tomorrow if you can, but they won't let you. Thomas Jefferson said something to the effect of he could not imagine a country whose economy was not based on hemp. And, we're talking to
he was right. Prairie.
Yeah, all the things that hemp, I mean, from fuel to food to clothes to, you know, every kind of fabric.
Everything.
Yeah. So
well, I mean, today with these new enzyme processes they have, you can take 1 acre of hemp and you can produce as much as 1,800 gallons of ethanol off of one little acre. Now that's enough to heat your home, run your car, and you'd have a few hundred gallons left to sell. This is the reason they don't want this to happen, because you can be energy independent. They don't want that.
That's my whole. That's the whole thing. So that's why I thought it was funny. They'll let you. Nobody even asks questions. I ask everybody all the time. I say, well, we can grow weed now legally. Why can't we grow hemp? And they just get the dumb look on their face. But we've been hearing rumors about Monsanto seeds. I'm down here in they call it the state of Jefferson, so it includes Northern California and Southern Oregon, and. It has been part of the culture here. Basically, when things got legal, it changed nothing for us. We didn't change a single thing that we'd been doing for all these years. My neighbor's 60 years old, and he talks about his grandpa growing weed that many years ago. But we've been hearing that one of the reasons that they're making things legal and able is that Monsanto's got seeds. Have you heard anything about that?
Oh, yes, I certainly have. You know, I mean, Monsanto, of course, they have different companies now and all that to keep changing their names. But, you know, I look at this company as nothing but evil. You know, I, if Donald Trump is the man that people hope he is, I think one of the first things he should do is bring Monsanto down. I mean, we've had enough of this genetic modification nonsense. It's causing health problems. Even their own scientists at Monsanto admitted that fact, that it is a danger to, you know, to the public. But Monsanto keeps pushing it because they've got, I mean, look who's got the money there. Bill Gates has money in Monsanto. And, Bill's also running most of the vaccinations on the planet now. You know, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, these people have their fingers everywhere. You know, and the only thing I find, you know, with Donald Trump, I mean, he's a billionaire. But you have to remember, the people that are running this damn planet are trillionaires many times over.
Okay, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. Ray, you can stay over if you have another question. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to arhoutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfeld tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, welcome back. Our guest who has blessed us with staying over for the last hour is Rick Simpson. His website is phoenixtears.ca. His Facebook page is facebook.com/RickSimpsonOfficial. And I don't know whether we still have Ray on the phone. Did Ray stay over?
I am still here.
Okay, great. Did you have another question or comment?
I did. Well, we were talking about the Monsanto seeds. Are you aware of any way that we could sort these things out, that we could recognize these, Rick?
Well, actually, no. To me, a seed is a seed, and they're very hard to tell apart. But yeah. It's like I hope that, you know, like I said, that Donald Trump will do something about this. And honestly, look at 9/11. I think it's just about time the public had the truth on that one, too. I mean, this is disgusting what took place there, and it's certainly been a crime against the American people. And I think the government was deeply involved. So it's time, you know, it's time to bring people to justice. And the same thing with Hillary Clinton. All of this nonsense that you hear, I don't know how much of it is true, but if she's committed the crimes that they say she has, that lady belongs in jail. And
exactly.
I think the same can be said for her husband.
They both belong in jail.
If you're looking for an argument, you're going to have to change the subject. But I want to go on to the Monsanto seeds that we covered. If you're looking for CBDs, by the way, I know you're more of a
THC.
The ACDC is a strain that we came up with that has a very high CBD. That was one of the callers that was on here earlier, so there's his answer. I was going to ask you, have you heard of a thing called shatter?
Oh, yes. Oh, there's all these terms out there, shatter, earwax, and all of this nonsense.
Yeah.
To me, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, now tell me this. Shatter I have fairly easy access to, and I wondered if we ate that, would it give the same Would it be basically the same as eating as taking the oil?
Well, it probably would, as long as they didn't take the heat up too high. You know, I mean, once you go over 300 degrees Fahrenheit, they're about 150 degrees Celsius, then that's when the cannabinoids start vaporizing, you know, off the extracts. So as long as, you know, the temperature was kept below that, then, yes, possibly shatter could cure your cancer if it was made from the proper strains.
Yeah, we use that. We've got a purple kush right now that is 25% THC. It's super potent stuff. And
that's good.
Yeah, that's what's getting used for a lot of the shatter that's coming out of here. Now, you can get, just like you said, super different varieties. You can go to the dispensary and you can get stuff that's black. And that is, I look at that and I'm like, why would you do that? That is not, that's toxic there. This stuff that I am aware of is like honey. It's honey oil, you know.
Yeah. A lot of the extracts I produce, you can see right through them, you know, just like honey. But some strains will produce a darker extract than others. And also, it depends a lot on the solvent you're using. You know, if you use alcohol, see, alcohol strips off more of the chlorophyll on the plant, you know, from the plant material. And that produces usually a darker, much darker oil. And usually because of the chlorophyll in it, it doesn't taste too good. So, you know, there's a lot of variables involved in this. But, you know, once we have the freedom to do the proper research, I know that we can bring out, you know, the high-quality strains that the public can put their trust in. You know, that's the problem right now is you know, you, when you order seeds from most companies, you really have no control over what they're going to send you. I mean, years ago, I sent one time and I ordered 14 different varieties, different high-quality varieties of cannabis. And on the same sheet, it said alternates. So I picked 14 alternates. Now, I sent all of this money. And in the end, what I got back, I didn't get any of the strains I had ordered. Not one of them. And I only got one alternate.
Wow.
You know, so the seed industry is in shambles. Although there are some seed companies like Sensi Seeds. And I heard the Greenhouse Seeds. I've met Orion Roskam. But I've heard rumors that they're selling genetically modified seeds. And if that's so, I hope that Mr. Roskam will put a stop to it. We do not need genetic modification when it comes to cannabis. You know, this plant can provide us with everything we need right now.
Amen, brother. One last thing. I think I might have some access. There's local people that are starting to understand the importance for seeds. And I might have, I don't know what we're going to do with it, but we might end up trying to get that out there. I can contact you through your email if you're interested in that, some pure strains.
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely, yes. Please send me an email at the phoenixtears.ca website. And, I'm always interested in anything like that. This is what we need, you know, more high-quality medicinal strains that people can use.
All righty. We're going to a quick break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Rick Simpson. His website is phoenixtears.ca, and his Facebook page is facebook.com/RickSimpsonOfficial. Now, I have seen the extract, and it is very dark, the kind that I have seen.
Yes, some types are.
Okay. Is Ray still on, or...
I got one more thing, Rick. I wished I could share your hope in Trump, but I don't think that's the answer at all. I think we have to keep doing what we do. We ignore the government as best we can, and we live our life. And we encourage the people around us to live without fear, you know, in abundance. And so I just ignore the government as best you can. That's the only answer that I have, because the government is never going to help us.
That's good advice.
Thank you very much for everything.
I would have to agree. Oh, thank you, brother. But I would have to agree with you. I hope that Donald Trump will fulfill his promises, but I have my doubts too. I mean, the big money controls no matter what. It's like I said earlier. You know, Trump is, they say he's a billionaire, but you know, these Rothschilds, Rockefellers, people like that, they had trillions and trillions, hundreds of trillions of dollars. So right. Who's in control? You know, but
exactly.
You know, I think that people actually, I think one of the smartest men on this planet is named David Icke. And I think it's just about time that people sit down and start listening to what this man has been telling us. You know, I mean, he's uncovered the whole rotten mess. And he tells you why we're living in this horrible world that we have today. I mean, we've allowed these rich and powerful people to take over the planet. You know, to take over all the major industries, the news media, all of it. This is the reason why today, why so many people are turning to alternative media, because there's no damn truth in the mainstream media.
Exactly. You know,
but David Icke exposes all of this, and he does it in such a convincing way that, you know, it would take a fool to ignore the truth in what he's saying. You know, this is, we need rational people leading us. And really, I honestly think that we should put an end to all these political parties. We need independent people that will go in there with no party affiliations that will really work for their constituents.
Exactly.
And, you know, I see people in North America and Canada and all that, you know, like, you know, they don't understand what slaves they are to this corrupted system. You know, when I came to Croatia, it shocked me when I found out they do not pay property tax here. If you own a home, a piece of land on it, it can sit there for 100 years. You'll never get a tax bill.
Wow.
No, in Canada and the U.S., you don't own your property. The minute you stop paying the taxes, guess what? You know, you're a slave to a system that is rotten to the core. And it's just about time people realized it.
Exactly.
Rick Simpson for president.
Yes. If we could only get him into the country. He can't come into the country. Oh,
thank you guys very much, both of you.
Okay. Thanks, Rick.
It was a pleasure, Dave.
Okay, let's take Susie in Arkansas. Well, he's Saint Rick, but I'm not sure we could ever get him to be President Rick. But Susie in Arkansas.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi, how are you?
I want to commend you for your courage and your outspokenness, and I believe she's right, you are a saint, because obviously you've been through a lot.
Well, you know, I was so disappointed in the Canadian government, because, you know, I always thought, you know, that I was proud to be a Canadian, and I thought that my government would do something right, but when I seen the way they handled this whole thing, it made me realize, you know, just how controlled. And, you know, actually, since I discovered this, I've openly stated that Canada is nothing but a police state. And from what I understand now, you don't even have freedom of speech in Canada anymore. You know, Canada today is nothing but a bad joke. And I hope that, I have nothing against the Canadian people, and Canada is a beautiful country. But it's being run by nothing but criminals.
Exactly. And it's the same here. It's becoming like that.
I mean, when you look at Clinton and what went on there in Mensa, you know, with all the cocaine they shipped in to Arkansas, you know. Clinton was involved in that right up to his neck, but they never did anything about it. It's so disgusting
these things take place.
Oh, yeah, the Bushes.
Yeah.
You know, I've openly said for many years, the last president the United States actually had was named Kennedy. And what came after that has been nothing but trash. And when I look at even Barack Obama, they say now that that whole thing about his birth certificate was all a fix. Actually, there's a lot of things, information on the Internet now about that. And his birth certificate is not legitimate. And apparently that man was born in Kenya. So, you know, to be president of the United States, you have to be born in America. So it looks to me as if the American people have had a man in the White House for the last 8 years that shouldn't have never been there.
Two men.
And look what
married to each other.
He's destroyed us in those 8 years. I mean, it was well on its way, but he certainly did his share. I do have a question about the cannabis. Well,
go ahead.
And I have a big problem about balance, big time. Now, I've had a lot of head trauma, and I'm just curious if that would be beneficial for someone. And when I get really, really tired, I start to slur my words. It's beginning to happen now because I worked very hard today.
Well, I think the extract would definitely be of great benefit. I mean, when I was taking the pharmaceutical medications, that was after my head injury. I followed what the medical system said for 5 years until they finally said they couldn't do nothing more for me. Thank God.
I don't go near them.
I was a good idea. And what was happening with me, I was falling down all the time. If I bent over to tie up my shoes, when I stood up, I'd fall right over backwards. I had no control. But once I got on the extract,
we're doing that.
Once I get on these extracts, no more problems with balance. So I think that this is the best thing you could do for yourself.
Oh, that's what I missed a little bit of the early part of the program, and right now I have a dog here trying to get my attention.
Now, Rick, didn't you have post concussion syndrome or something?
Yes. It was 9 months after the injury before I was finally diagnosed.
Wow.
But it's the same type, you know, like a lot of people with the same injury, they end up with migraines. And most people that have post-concussion syndrome, a great number of them wind up committing suicide because you're in a hopeless situation, you know. But I've openly said for many years that if I had not found, you know, the healing powers that these extracts actually have, I would have been dead 10 years ago. I know I would have been because I was on a downhill slope, and the effect of all those pharmaceuticals, like when they finally said that they could do nothing more for me in late 2001, my thinking processes were so screwed up from the effects of these medications that I could hardly even remember my own name. This is what it does to you.
Wow.
You know, and they had the nerve to call that medicine. It's beyond belief that this goes on.
I know. I could go on and on with you about that. I do not take even an over-the-counter. I won't even take an aspirin, and I haven't since I was like 12 years old.
So, well, that's a good idea. I mean, aspirin actually kills thousands of people worldwide every year, and aspirin is looked at as being, you know, benign. But, you know, I mean, when you look through the history of the cannabis plant and its medicinal use, no one in history has ever died from this plant. But practically every pharmaceutical that they give us, you know, they're very dangerous. And what happens, I mean, you go in, you have a problem. Okay, they put you on a drug. Well, you get a side effect from that. Oh, well, we'll give you this medication to counteract the side effect. And before you know it, you're taking 6 or 8 damn pills. You know, like our bodies, these are toxins, and they're harming us. I mean, if you took those same toxins and you dumped them in a bowl with a goldfish, it would kill the goldfish. And these same things, it does the same to us. Like the drug industry wants to keep us alive, you know, at least for a while they suck all the money out of us. This is what it's all about, you know. And cannabis can provide medicine really on the cheap. I mean, people that do this themselves, it costs them to set it up. If you're going to grow indoors, it costs a little bit of money to do it. But I mean, that same setup can be used over and over and over again, and you can produce medicine that is dirt cheap and medicine that's effective. And this is what we need. But, you know, today with the control the pharmaceutical industry has, and like I said, those mega-rich people that are controlling the energy, the pharmaceutical industry, the governments, they're controlling every damn thing. And, you know, this is what people have to realize. And this world will never be a decent place until, you know, it's the name of the game here is not, you don't need to tax cannabis. You don't even need to regulate it. You know, for people that want to supply it on a big scale to the public, fine. The quality control and standards must be maintained. But if you want to go out and make medicine yourself, well, there should be no regulations at all. And it offends me when I look at these outfits like Normal, who say they're fighting, you know, for the legalization of cannabis for the last 40 years. You know, that's nothing but a bad joke on the public, for God's sakes. Normal doesn't want to see this legalized. I mean, you know, if you're, you know, an organization like that that's out to legalize cannabis, and these laws, it's obvious that these laws really should not exist at all. And Normal has a great number of lawyers. Now, why can't they get rid of the stupid law in the first, you know, just get it erased, get it repealed? They should have done this years ago. Normal, I think, is just playing a game. And, you know, they're calling for regulations and taxation, you know, going along with the big money. That's what they're doing. And it horrifies me. I've even heard Cheech and Chong say the same thing in an interview.
Wow.
You know, they're down on their knees begging, you know, just legalize it. The hell with that. It's our natural right to use this plant. It's just about time our damn governments realized it.
I love your passion. Well, thank you, Susie.
It's wonderful.
Yes. Did you have another question, Susie?
No, I guess that's it. Thank you very much. You said earlier, I think I did hear you say, because I've been working in and out, and I thought I heard you say something about you show people on the web how to do it.
Oh, yes. The website, it describes the whole method, how to do it, the strains, you know, the type of material to look for. There's a wealth of information there, dear. And this is what I encourage people to do. You know, instead of sending me emails, for God's sakes, just sit down and read the information that's on the site, because it answers most of the questions that people have.
Exactly. Right. It's very comprehensive.
I'm not on the web, but I can...
Oh.
I'll have
that. Go to the library.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
Okay, let's take Susan in New Jersey. Susan.
Hello. Everybody hear me?
Yes.
Hi. I'd like to thank you for having Rick as a guest. And Rick, it's a pleasure to be able to talk to you, and thank you for, I guess we could just call it bravery, for trying to bring something that will help the entire world. And I didn't get to hear the whole show, but I did hear you mention children, and about a year and a half ago, I got a phone call no grandma wants to get, and I was told that my 14-month-old grandchild was diagnosed with leukemia. So, besides being shocked and overwhelmed, and telling my son-in-law to get my daughter, get my child, and get out of there because they're going to murder your child. Of course, they didn't listen to me. Because I believe they were medically terrorized, you know, when they're young and this is their child, and I just consider this medical terrorism. And so they're scared and they just did what they were told. And but me and my friend, we found your Run from the Cure, and we believed it. We've heard about it and we believed it. And what we did was we found out how to, we figured out how to make small amounts of the oil 1 ounce at a time. And we got the product from somebody, a person, who hydroponically grew it. And we believed that it was the real stuff. Now, of course, we didn't know anything about strains or anything like that. And we made the oil one ounce at a time, and we use the grain alcohol as the liquid, and we threw it on the stove, we make I don't really know how many grains it is, but it makes a good amount, a lot of medicine in 1 ounce of
Usually you can get 3 to 4 grams, I've seen strains that would give you 5 grams of high quality oil.
We get about 1 ounce. We get about 4, and it's pretty powerful stuff. And I don't smoke it or anything like that. And when you make it yourself, by accident, I got a little bit on, a tiny little bit. And I would say that it got me high.
You licked your fingers, didn't you?
I did. And I was like, oh my God, you know. And after that feeling, and a little bit of giggles, I just sort of fell asleep like you were talking about. Now, unfortunately, because my kids were just so, I wish they were made of different stuff, but you can't. We have to break the law, basically. And this is what Grandma did. Grandma broke the law, according to whoever these rulers are. Well, Grandma broke the law and, made these. I can imagine the crimes I committed trying to save my granddaughter's life.
The world needs more grandmas like you, dear.
But the strain, it was really kind of sticky when we touched it, We pulled it, it was all buds, and we believe it cost us plenty. It cost, here where I live, it cost us about $370 for an ounce.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's highway robbery.
Well, that's what it cost.
But did it work?
I don't know, because I know it worked on me, because I gave it to my daughter, and they were afraid to use it, but I know she did give it to her. I don't know how much. I showed her how to do it. I broke it up into little tiny grains, little rice things. I put it in coconut oil. I know she got some of it. I don't think that they, and my big question is, with a baby, like a little baby like that, is it still the same a pound? Does it take a pound of pot to cure any size person?
Well, again, it varies. Our healing abilities vary from person to person. I had one gentleman come to me. He was dying with liver cancer, and his best friend was his doctor. And he had only been given about 3 more weeks to live. So I gave him the full 60-gram treatment, and he left. I never heard another word from him. It was about 8 months later, just after New Year's. And he calls me up on the phone, and he said, I just wanted to wish you a happy new year, Rick, and all of that. And I said, well, that's great. And I said, are you still taking your maintenance doses? And there was no reply for a few seconds. And I said, what's going on? And he said, well, I only used one tube of that oil. 1 6-gram tube. I used to supply 6 to 10 6-gram tubes. And he said, I used one tube. He said, and a week later, the doctor declared me cancer-free.
Oh, my goodness.
And, of course, I went right down his throat. And I told him, I said, I don't care what your damn doctor said. You get the rest of that oil into you. Because, it's you know, the tumors and things are just a side effect of an underlying cause. And I'm going, yeah. You know, I'm using these extracts to go under, after the underlying cause. So his son, I talked to his son and everything, and the father did finish the treatment.
Good. Okay, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back. Thank you, Susan.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
And we have one last caller. Our guest has been Rick Simpson, Saint Rick, and his website is phoenixtears.ca. Facebook page is facebook.com/Rick Simpson Official. Okay, we have Fred in Michigan. Fred, welcome.
Indiana. Well, Rick is the second Canadian that I'm most amazed with. Percy Schmitzer, he probably knows of Percy Schmitzer, Bioneers.org, and how Monsanto attempted over a decade to put him out of business as an organic farmer.
Oh, yes.
Because they deliver. Yeah. So there's that, and, you know, I wanted to let you all know that locally here, there's a young lady who was born with a totally deformed spine, and she informed me last year that when she started drinking the cannabis juice, and she works at a medical doctor's clinic here in Michigan, and that's what they specialized in. And she said, whatever it was, 48 hours into drinking the cannabis juice, like 2 ounces a day, it's totally pain-free. She says, I can go out and walk as fast as I want. I can even run, she says. And she's like 22. She's never been able to do this. She was never pain-free. Every day, every night was a pain hell for her. So the other thing I want to bring up, Rick, is you may want to entertain the possibility of utilizing what the aristocracy during the plagues of Europe discovered when they threatened the body snatcher people with death if they didn't divulge their secret as to why they were not contracting and succumbing the plague, which was equal to something like Ebola. And so they, of course, revealed that it was all the spices they were consuming on a daily basis. And I'll tell you right now, for my due diligence, I know for an absolute fact, tarragon, when you dissolve it in a high-quality oil, such as a high-quality olive oil that hasn't been heated, and then you saturate the body, you know, body bowel tolerance, I know what that's all about. And if you do that on a regular basis, it isn't long, maybe a couple weeks, and the cancer's gone.
So, well, I mean, this whole thing with, like, juicing and whatnot, I have a problem with that. I know in the U.S. there's this Dr. Courtney, and he's been pushing the juicing aspect for quite a few years now. But, you know, cannabis is a plant that detoxifies the soil it's planted in. So where do those toxins go? They go up into the plant material. It's also unusual to find cannabis that doesn't have at least some mold or mildew in it, and a bunch. And often you'll find a bunch of tiny insects. And on top of that, the juicing process, there's no decarboxylation involved. So I'm glad to hear that the juicing has helped some people, but I think it could present a danger to others. So, you know, I'm in favor of producing this medicine in the purest and most powerful manner possible. This is what you need. And I really don't believe in juicing.
Okay. Well, thank you, Fred. Fred in Michigan, thank you so much. And thank you, St. Rick. The program is over. We love you. Bless your heart. Thank you so very much for what you've done.
Thank you, dear. It's been a pleasure working with you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.